Hi, my name is Alita, and I would like to tell you something about a book that I have read. It's called 13 Reasons Why. The novel's purpose was to create awareness of teen suicide and the dangers of bullying. Jay Asher, the writer of the story, participated in an anti-bullying and mental health awareness campaign. The book 13 Reasons Why basically follows the story of Clay Jensen, who is also the narrator of the story. It starts with him coming back to home from school and finding a box full of tapes. Soon he discovers that these tapes were recorded by Hannah Baker, a girl that he went to school with who recently committed suicide. There are 13 tapes, and every tape is about another person that hurt Hannah. The first tape is addressed to Justin Foley. He was Hannah's first kiss. But after the kiss, he started saying bad things about her, and these rumors spread very fast. Hannah felt betrayed, and from this situation, her mental state got only worse and worse. She started feeling insecure and depressed. The next tapes are addressed to Jessica Davis and Alex Tandall, who are new students as well as Hannah. The school counselor introduced them, and they started hanging out. Hannah never considered them as real friends. Then Jessica and Alex started dating, but then they broke up. After their breakup, Alex said that Hannah is the prettiest girl, and Jessica was offended. She and Hannah got into a fight and they stopped talking. Jessica continued to bring up the bad rumors about Hannah. The fourth tape is addressed to Tyler Down, who stalked Hannah outside of her bedroom window and took pictures of her. Hannah's privacy was violated and she didn't feel safe at her own house. The next story is about Courtney Crimson. She is known as sweet and well-liked girl, but in reality, she is a very fake person. She is in these tapes because Hannah wants her to see that her fake behavior affects other people. It is not nice to pretend to be friends with somebody and then ignore them for a long time. She was using Hannah and acting like she liked her. At the end of this tape, Hannah said that maybe after hearing this, Courtney will change, but she cannot change the fact that she was one of the reasons why a teenage girl killed herself. The sixth tape is addressed to Marcus Cooley, who also betrayed Hannah. They matched in a Valentine's project. He asked her out, but showed up to the date very late. Marcus violated Hannah's personal space, so she pushed him and he fell on the floor. He got mad and left. Hannah felt very embarrassed because like the whole crowd was looking at them. The seventh tape is addressed to Zach Dempsey, who was stealing her notes of encouragement. In these notes, students could write compliments for each other. When she didn't get any notes, she started feeling very depressed and like nobody liked her. So she also wrote an anonymous note in which she shared that she had been feeling suicidal. No one in the class took the note seriously. Instead, they thought that someone wrote it just for attention. The eighth tape is addressed to Ryan Shaver, who attended a poetry class with Hannah. They shared their poetry with each other. Ryan stole her poem and later anonymously published the poem in his magazine. He also betrayed Hannah's trust. This may not sound like such a big deal, but it is horrible when we add it on top of everything else that happened to Hannah. Another person let her down and betrayed her. The ninth tape is addressed to Clay. Hannah said that he does not deserve to be on the list. She says that he is a genuinely nice boy, and she explains that they were at a party together where they had very long conversation and learned a lot about each other. And Hannah wished that she had gotten to know him earlier. There are three more tapes, but I will not spoil it because they are the best. I really recommend you to read this book or at least watch the Netflix series. Last but not least, the lesson learned from this book is to not believe rumors and to try to get to know people before we make assumptions about them. Also, when we see someone that is struggling and depressed, we should try to help them and to talk to them. Thanks for your attention.